live your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net. Toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, and do enjoy those. They're on us. That again, freetalklive.com. So, Mark, we're continuing the story from last hour. We just touched on the very beginning of it. It's some very strange marriage law being proposed. Was it on a state level?
It was Washington State.
And Washington State.
The idea is that the proponents of same-sex marriage would require heterosexual couples to have kids within three, to first be able to prove that they could have children, period.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could then prove that, to have those children within 3 years of being married.
Now, why is that?
Well, let me finish the article, and then we can discuss any possibilities. All other marriages would be defined as, quote-unquote, unrecognized, and people in those marriages would be ineligible to receive any marriage benefits.
Mm.
Strangely similar to gay marriage.
Uh-huh.
For many years, social conservatives have claimed that marriage exists solely for the purpose of procreation. I don't know if they claim that it's entirely that, but...
No, they say it's supposed to be between a man and a woman. That's what they say.
Well, and then you would ask them, well, why?
Well, because... They have babies.
Having babies. It's natural. Why is it natural? Well, people have babies. It's sort of the end of the argument, and it makes some sense, I guess. The time has come for these conservatives to be doused with their own medicine, says WAD DOMA organizer Gregory Gadow in a printed statement. If same-sex couples should be barred from marriage because they can not have children together, it follows that all couples who cannot have children together should be equally barred from marriage.
I think that's brilliant,
I think it's a brilliant move. I
don't support it.
I don't support it in principle because what if they get it passed? You know what? Politicians are notorious.
Once you turn
something over to the state, they can do whatever they want with
it,
and they've filed for it, and they hope to have it go through. I think it makes a great statement, and the statement is, "Hey, your whole thing about males and females having kids together is bunk. It doesn't make any sense. Old men and women can get married. Sterile men and women can get married. How come gay people can't get married?"
And now, besides, the last thing we need are more kids around here, anyway.
No, I think the kids are good. Kids drive the economy. There are new people entering the economy, and that's a very good thing.
True.
But when you're talking about... You got me off track there. I'm sorry. But when you're talking about the gay marriage issue, I don't think that marriage should be something that the government isn't necessarily involved in.
I agree completely. There does not need to be such a thing as a marriage license.
I don't see why the state or federal government passes out a marriage license.
Money.
Well, that's the only answer, because I answered a few questions with my wife when I went in there. I mean, it's not like they're licensing me for anything.
Nope.
It used to be, syphilis was the reason that they managed to pass off, and then...
It's $90 here, $90 there, it all adds
up. Don't forget the divorce thing, too.
Sure, there's even more money in those.
There's no reason whatever that the government is involved in marriage. This should be an issue of the church.
And this is a perfect example, this article. It's a perfect example of what happens when you try to use the government for your own ends.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect example of the turnaround is fair play when it comes to the government. Because initially, the anti-gay marriage people were ready to use the government's laws to prevent gay people from getting married. They want to make sure that gay people can't get married for whatever their reason is. I don't really even understand it. It's just hatred of gay people, I think. And now they're going to have the tables turned on them if this law is successful, or at least this is a perfect example of how the tables can be turned, to say, oh, well, you wanted to use the law to protect your silly little marriage idea from gay people taking advantage of it or gay people using it, and now they're going to turn it around on you to say, well, you want to get married? Well, you're going to have to jump through some extra hoops. You want to get married? You're going to have kids. And not everybody that wants to get married wants to necessarily have kids, but this is how the cookie crumbles, and this is how the tables turn when it comes to government. You give the government power to take away something that someone else wants, you're giving them the exact same power to take away something that you want. That's how it is.
Yep, and not all couples can have kids, at least easily, and it should be interesting to see what the proof would be that you would have to give to the state. It's going to be expensive to prove that you can have children.
Well, realistically, this isn't going to go anywhere. Realistically, it probably doesn't even have a chance.
I would say that you're just guessing. Though.
It is Washington State.
I am guessing too. I would imagine that the eastern portion of Washington State is probably conservative. The western portion is probably liberal. I don't know. I don't propose to know. This kind of playing with the legislators is dangerous business, as far as I'm concerned. You don't give these people an opportunity to pass another law, because they're liable to do it. And I don't think that married people should be forced to have kids, but I don't think the gay people should be excluded. I think, really,
absolutely,
the best thing to do would have been to get the whole
thing... Get the government out of marriage. And it's unfortunate that no one is proposing that idea. That idea has never been on the table.
I agree with you, but if you're saying that this legislation is unlikely to pass, then the other one's unlikely to pass, and it won't get press.
Right. It's even more so unlikely to pass, the other one, because it would abolish the government marriage license, mm-hmm. which would deprive them of their much, much needed money. The government needs their money, and they'll fight to the teeth to make sure they can keep it.
Yeah.
All right. 800-259-9231. If you've got comments on that, in other news, the AP is reporting that media company Viacom Incorporated, which owns cable networks MTV, VH1, Nickelodeon, and Paramount Pictures Movie Studios, asked YouTube on Friday to remove more than 100,000 unauthorized clips from its highly popular video sharing site. Now, what this story is all about, as you'll see here, Mark, is essentially new media versus old media.
Mm.
It's the old dying monster versus the new media giant that is YouTube.
Intellectual property, too.
Intellectual property, but it's interesting. They're just being asked to remove the videos at this point. It's not a court order or anything like that, so that's good. It's good that they didn't go to court over this.
I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of regular television-type clips on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I enjoy being able to do that.
So do a lot of people, because you don't have to watch the whole show. You don't have to watch the commercials.
Somebody can tell me an important part in some Saturday Night Live bit that I'm never, ever going to watch Saturday Night Live. I'm sorry. Never going to do it. Nothing is going to occur that's going to cause me to watch Saturday Night Live besides, say, breaking both of my legs.
It's just going to make it so that let's go on here with the story. Viacom said in a statement that after several months of talks with YouTube and its corporate parent Google, it has become clear that YouTube is unwilling to come to a fair market agreement that would make Viacom content available to YouTube users. Viacom said that YouTube and Google had failed to deliver on several filtering tools to control unauthorized video from appearing on the hugely popular site. The company was now asking YouTube to take the clips down, but stopped short of filing a lawsuit. Under federal copyright law, online services such as YouTube are generally immune from liability so long as it responds to takedown requests such as these, which YouTube often does. Less clear legally is what happens when another user posts the same video, something commonly done on the free video sharing site. You see, YouTube is so big. There are so many videos and so many users on there. There's no way they could possibly know what all is on their site. How could they? You could go on there tonight, Mark, and upload a clip of whatever, and nobody's going to know about it because there's so many videos being uploaded, they don't have the staff to go through and watch every single one of them to make sure that it's not copyrighted material.
Right.
It's just not physically possible to do. So when they go through and get rid of some of these things, they're just sort of barely covering up the problem, because as soon as one's gone, another one can be uploaded. As soon as that one's gone, another one can be uploaded. So it can go on forever. And in fact, YouTube said in a statement that it would comply with a request from Viacom and said that it cooperates, quote, with all copyright holders to identify and promptly remove infringing material as soon as we're officially notified. But I love what they added to the statement, and this is what they said. They said also, quote, that it was unfortunate that Viacom will no longer be able to benefit from YouTube's passionate audience, which has helped to promote many of Viacom's shows. Because as you pointed out, you may not have ever seen that Saturday Night Live clip. You may not have ever seen that MTV clip. You may not have ever seen that clip from a Paramount movie if it weren't for YouTube. If it weren't for the ability to just simply click and go and see it. Maybe you seeing that clip of Saturday Night Live might have actually made you say, hey, you know, it's been a long time since I've watched Saturday Night Live on the television. Well, you know, I'm going to make a date Saturday night. Me and my wife are going to sit down and watch some Saturday Night Live. That might have actually happened, but now it won't at all.
Or more so, say I watch the Cowbell clip on YouTube from Saturday Night Live.
I don't know.
Cowbell.
Don't know.
What that song needs is more Cowbell.
Okay. Don't know it.
It's,
go ahead.
It was a funny little clip. Which, I don't know. I can't remember the
it's
actor's
one
name.
That you watched on YouTube.
It is, and so you know they sell T-shirts for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just me seeing that cowbell clip adds to the sort of public awareness of it,
of the T-shirt,
of the saying, and therefore makes the T-shirt funny and more desirable. People want to buy that T-shirt as a result. So
they're shooting themselves in the foot here.
They are being silly.
And I think it's a big mistake, and I hope that other companies decide to leave YouTube alone. And if they're not posting entire shows, then who cares? So what if they post a clip? What, I don't understand what the big deal is. If you can explain it to me, 800-259-9231. Your call's on the way. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Izzy in here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free, including updates. You get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. So get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066. 1-800-657-5066.
There you go. As we go to the email box, this one from the Celestrian. He says, guys, I know my time was short recently when I was on the air with you, but I had some more ideas regarding the conversation and some examples pointed out. But for interest of brevity and readability, I'll try to remain as general as possible. He's talking about the conversation that we had a few weeks ago called Purist versus Pragmatist. We were talking about the difference between, well, you and I, Mark. I'm a libertarian purist. You're more of a libertarian pragmatist.
That's pretty accurate.
And though I will support pragmatism if it indeed moves us in a more pro-freedom position. He says, as I mentioned before, this is an issue that I still wrestle with, both on an emotional and logical level. While I sometimes still clutch to the concept of government close to my chest, hoping that it's true that it's providing a necessary service, I can no longer claim with any level of intellectual honesty that these are arguments derived from reason, and haven't been able to do so for some time. I can no longer claim, the only plausible argument I can give for the necessity of our government is the fact that there are other governments out there. And history has shown us that what happens when a group of people with a strong central government, complete with the trappings of a standing and conscripted military, through force encounters a group of people with a smaller, more voluntary-based form of government. The former destroys and then subsumes the latter. Therefore, my feelings of government being necessary are not positions founded upon logic and reason, but rather the fear of other governments. And quite frankly...
Well, that seems logical and reasonable to me.
Well, he's about to break it down here.
Okay.
Quite frankly, the fear of unknown consequences resulting from venturing into the unknown. While certainly a personally compelling motivator, the only root of reasoning one's arguments in an intellectual... manner is fear, then I think it's a safe supposition that a problem exists. As they say, the first step to fixing a problem is recognizing you have one. I think another point worth noting is an observation I've made when speaking to people. Generally, those who have a more optimistic opinion of humanity, in general, tend to be more liberty-minded, and generally more purist libertarians I have either heard, met, and spoken to have the highest regard for humanity. This makes sense, because if you believe human beings are fundamentally good people, particularly when given equal and unfettered access to information and truth, then the concept of having people enforce goodness on good people is, after all, redundant.
I'm not sure I entirely am on board with that.
Why?
I mean, it's obvious that some people are bad. All you have to do is read the newspaper.
Sure. Why do we want them in charge?
We don't want them in charge.
That's why we don't need government.
But what you're assuming is that somehow those bad people won't take over. And, you know, the point that...
They have taken over the government.
I understand the points that you're making.
Yes.
So we take the power away from them. Most of the power away from them.
100%.
You know, I don't think that that's going to work, because then you're just going to get other people that are going to fill the void.
Well, I think he's going to address that here. And herein lies another logical contradiction. If one doesn't have a good view of humanity, nor in the ability of people to make the right decisions when properly educated about what they're deciding upon, as many people who support government assert, then how can a smaller group of people govern others to make the right decision when they are incapable of doing this for themselves? The fundamental problem I see when we're talking about pragmatic solutions to move to a more voluntary, private, and free society is that pragmatic solutions require the use of what's broken, that is, the government, to fix what's broken, that is, the government. And that's a problem. This can be extrapolated out into any circumstance and will only generate more of what's broken rather than what's less. Anything the government implements, short of an out-and-out immediately closing Department of X's doors and or burning or destroying all records and documents in that department's possession, is going to be subject to some waste at some, if not all, levels, as all of their other programs, initiatives, directives, regulations ad infinitum. So what? Well, the so what of all this might not be a big deal for the seasoned libertarian, as I'm not the first to bring up these points, nor will I be the last. Descending from the general to the personal for a moment, the big punch for me was when I realized that the following. All of my reasons for wanting government are rooted in fear, in that, as he pointed out before, he's afraid of other governments coming to taking over, which is what you just pointed out. Well, if we make government go away, someone will come in and take it over, or take over the country.
Well, there's still going to be governing going on, even in a voluntary society.
It'll be self-governing.
There'll be voluntary governing going on.
A governing of private property. That's what you're describing.
I'm telling you that people are going to want a certain level of punishment, retribution, and recompense for people committing crimes against them. Mm-hmm. People will not stop committing crimes. Even if you go to a voluntary government, suddenly the world isn't going to say, oh, wow, everything's voluntary now, I'm not going to kill my wife.
No, of course not. That's not what the point is.
Sure, and I'm not saying that it is that you're saying that. I'm saying that people are going to demand punishment. They're going to demand recompense.
Right, and the marketplace provides solutions for demand.
So there's governing. There will be governing.
No, because government is a term, and governing is a term that it provides force, that you have to have force in order to use on
people. I suspect there will be force.
A private law and private force on private property, which, of course, you have the absolute right to do.
You're going to have to subject yourself to these rules. Is Ed Brown subjecting himself to the force of government? He's staying inside the United States. He's subjecting himself to that form of government.
He's going to be subjected to it if he leaves
his
property.
He could voluntarily leave the United States of America.
No, he can't. He can't get out of his property without them coming after him.
Please, they're staked out 24 hours a day?
I bet you they're watching him.
They may very well be. If he wanted to do it, he has plenty of people around who could drive cars in and out and confuse
Maybe.
The heck out of people.
Maybe
and
so.
You know, he's
I don't think he
off
wants
on the road.
To do that, though.
I understand he doesn't. So he's voluntarily subjecting himself to the laws of the United States of America. I'm just making the point that we have a certain level of voluntary subjugation going on in current forms of law.
Okay.
I mean, being here in America, you are voluntarily subjecting yourself to the American laws. If you don't want to be, you can go some other government, some other place, and voluntarily subject yourself to their laws. I'm saying that there's going to be voluntary subjugation to laws, rules, force.
If it's private law, then it's fine with me. The Celestrian continues, either I believe people are generally good and can make decisions for themselves, or I don't. If I don't, then those same people that I don't think can run their own lives are now in many tangible ways running mine. When I came to this realization, and I'm not talking about the oh yeah, government is bad concept that most people will say they know, but when I fully, really, really started to understand what this meant for my life and the lives of every single person I cared about, including any possible future children or grandchildren, this was nothing short of an earth-shattering, life-changing event. Because from that very moment on, I could never look at the world the same way, and my already unfavorable views of government and its bureaucracies were risen to the point of utter disgust, and thus illuminated to me the worst mistake I ever made in my life. When I was 18, I decided I wanted to spend a little more time coaching wrestling, because it was one of the few positive experiences in government school that I'd had. Not ironically, it was also the only team that was mostly coached by non-teachers, with the only teacher there being a former private sector professional for over 10 years, who went into teaching as an extended vacation from his aerospace engineering job. He also happened to be one of my favorite teachers and the best teacher that I ever had. So I decided to take a part-time seasonal position as the middle school wrestling coach for my old middle school. It was a chance for me to give back by providing a different voice and viewpoint than the other government-tenured voices that I grew up with and made my experience so miserable. We'll continue his story here in moments. Your calls as well about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. It's basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, and we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. You just head over to store.freetalklive.com. You can grab some very cool swag, including Free Talk Live hats. Like, you've just got a brand new Free Talk Live hat for yourself, Mark. Which one did you buy?
I got the sock hat, the Scully, or
the beanie thing.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I do. It's
very sharp.
It's a good looking hat.
And so those are available. Different types of hats, actually. Different types of T-shirts as well. Our Free Marketeer flag, which we now have hanging in the studio, which I think looks very sharp.
And seems to absorb sound a little bit too.
DVD classic archive sets as well. And they're all there at store.freetalklive.com. And it's not crap. It's actually nice quality stuff, so go grab some of it up. We're talking about the Celestrian. He's emailed in to what his story, his personal story, as to how he has shifted from a pragmatist libertarian to a purist libertarian. And now we're going to read the rest of it. So as he's sharing, he decided that one of the worst mistakes he'd ever made in his life was that when he was 18, he wanted to spend a little more time coaching wrestling. See, as he had enjoyed being in wrestling class when he was in school, he decided he wanted to, you know, give back, right, and actually go and coach wrestling. So that's what he did. He got himself started as a part-time wrestling coach for his old middle school, and he said, it was a chance for me to give back by providing a different voice and a viewpoint than the other government-tenured voices that I grew up with and made my experience so miserable. So as I went through the process, filled out the application, showed my qualifications, that is, wrestling for so many years, having won so many competitions, and was offered the job. And then I got fingerprinted on the brand new digital fingerprinting devices and supplied a thumbprint and a palm print to the state of California, just like every other teacher and educational worker was and still is required to do.
And felon.
At 18, I didn't think this was that big of a deal. I've never committed a crime, and it was an educator-only database that all the law enforcement has access to. Now I'm 26. I've never committed a crime. I've never taken illegal drugs. I've never been arrested. I've up until now paid my income taxes because I was also concurrently running a freelance web development business along with my other jobs doing the same thing for larger companies and couldn't afford to take the chance. And the government, the very entity that I conceded was only necessary because of my fear of other governments, now has a digital copy of my fingerprints on file somewhere. Those digital fingerprints are now paired with my name, my social security number, and every other relevant piece of information that uniquely identifies me. Now that I no longer work for the state government, nor do I plan to upon my return to the United States, the government still has a digital copy of my fingerprints on file somewhere. My privacy, by the standards of most people, particularly when it comes to fingerprints and identification, is, and forever will be, gone. Now, it was my choice. I was young and irresponsible, but that choice now bears for me the lifelong consequences for me and anyone I'm related to or care about. And the fruits of that choice are now in the hands of an entity that we all admit is broken, corrupt, and will use force on others simply because it can.
And it's busy, or at least considers itself busy, and is unlikely to do anything to anyone who doesn't cross its path.
So he says, so that's great. So what? Do I think there's a pragmatic solution to fixing this, like having a program to remove the fingerprints of education employees who've been out of the system for X years? No.
No.
Because in order to accomplish that, the government has to hire more people, meaning more taxes.
Oh, they wouldn't do it anyway. They want to keep
the
information.
Want that info, right.
They like information. Government bureaucrats love information. So, if it isn't their job to push around information, then what is their job?
To oversee the process. Since these people have access to sensitive and private data, it would be very likely that these workers would also have to be fingerprinted to give them clearance, which would go into another database. And thus, we've reproduced the original problem, but now with more taxes and more bureaucracy and less privacy and freedom for everyone all around. Wash, rinse, repeat. As I said, the older I get, the harder it is for me to cling to pragmatic viewpoints on libertarianism. From Brandon. 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of unpragmatic people, speaking of principled voluntarist types, it's Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live from Tennessee. Hey, Gene.
Hi, guys. I'm going to talk about atheists tonight.
Are you? What about them?
In particular, phony atheists. People are always talking about phony Christians. Well, I got phony atheists for you.
What's a phony atheist?
Well, I'm going to explain that to you. First of all, I would have to qualify you as not being a phony atheist. I think you truly are an atheist, but where I'm headed here is atheists who believe in the cult of government.
Hmm.
If they have a belief in government, if they believe that government exists, that government has authority, they are no better than any other cult.
I agree.
There is no government, there's no authority. All they've done is they've taken the definition of God and changed it to government, and they are elevating this fictitious force called government into a position similar to a god.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Gene. But I mean, the point that you're making, while I agree with it, doesn't it sort of counteract the belief in God as well? I mean, they're both fictitious entities believed in by people. Why choose one over the other?
No, we can't prove that God is a fictitious entity.
But we can prove that government.
We certainly can prove that government is a fictitious entity.
Fair enough. Fair answer.
Anybody with a reasonable amount of intelligence can reason through the argument about government and where its authority comes from. And if they believe certain basic principles, such as that all men are created equal or all men have the same rights,
mm-hmm.
then you have to follow that through as to where the authority of the government gets their authority, supposedly from the people. And the people cannot give an authority to this fictitious entity that they themselves don't have.
Now, of course, you're not a church-going Christian, right?
Oh, I do go to church.
You do go to a church. I had the feeling that you were more of an independent guy.
Well, I'm independent, but I mean, there's a church that I like to go to. There's good people there, and
I think church is a good thing. I think it helps if that's what you've decided to believe. I think it helps charge your religious batteries.
Now, do they know that? Do your fellow parishioners know about your political beliefs, or rather, lack thereof?
I don't think most of the fellow parishioners do. The pastor has. I've shown him my blog site, and I've invited him to make some comments about it. He hasn't, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't
He's probably bad
made any comments. But several of the weekends I've been gone, so I haven't actually made it to church. We only go about, you know, a couple times a month, maybe, because we're usually, many times we're busy on the weekend.
Right.
I do intend to bring it up with him, and when I do, I'll tell you what he has to say, because I'm curious myself as to what he's going to say.
Yeah, excellent idea. I've actually been to your blog, Gene. You've got some great pictures from China on there, as I recall.
Yes, and unfortunately, my March trip to China has been canceled.
Oh, that's a shame. Why?
Well, my wife's parents are actually coming here in April, so we decided there's not much point in us going there in March.
Gotcha.
So we're probably going around October.
Understood. Well, I look forward to hearing the stories. There's always some interesting things that happen to you while you're there, Gene. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Everything changes. Nope, I just wanted to point out there are only atheists in this world.
Fair enough. I appreciate the call.
A lot of them. Okay.
Thanks, Gene. 800-259-9231. Makes a fair point, you know, as an atheist.
I think it makes a good point. I don't think there's, I don't know. The atheists probably don't have a huge representation out there.
No, they don't.
2-3% population.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. Maybe a little bit more these days. I think, if you include agnostics in there, then you're looking at maybe 10%.
I've heard numbers as high as 20 in the lower demographics for atheists agnostics.
Yeah,
and that's just people
who are
saying, I don't know.
That's true. Not
taking a real heavy stand there as agnostics.
I've never really understood how you can not believe in God, but you can be such a big fan of government. I've never understood that. It's always seemed like a contradiction to me. And that's what Gene was pointing out. So well done. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind as we go to another email, this one from Daniel. He says, guys, on the Saturday show recently, you read an email that had some common objections about a free market system, as in, what about the evil capitalists taking advantage of the trodden worker? And so on. Well, you and Mark pretty well beat down all of the myths and objections, but you skipped one point that I think should be highlighted. If we get rid of government, it will take some time for society to heal and orient itself. Now, it won't take long, depending on established infrastructure. The free market's very fast to respond, as we've seen it do during disasters like 9/11, the D.C. sniper, Hurricane Katrina, and the Indian Ocean tsunami. Business people doing whatever it takes to keep their keep their customers alive, because a living customer is a paying customer, and it looks good in the press. He's got more on this, and your calls as well, about how we can heal our society. From Daniel, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home?
Doing what? It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real. Are you sure? I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Hi, Mark. 1-800.
I was just trying to decide whether there was somebody else in the studio with us or not.
259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. So enjoy them, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version waiting for you, freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord. By the way, that's about 2 weeks from now. So this is really coming up fast. With some of the program taking place in the State House, register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. For more information and to get registered, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. The Stossel dinner is sold out. But that doesn't mean you'll miss out on meeting John. He's going to be doing a book signing sometime during the day. There's also going to be a Stossel reception afterwards, which will be open to everyone. So even if you missed out on getting the tickets to the dinner and to his speech, you're still going to have a chance to actually meet with John, which is really cool. I'm looking forward to that. So freestateproject.org to get more information on that as we continue the email from Daniel talking about his suggestions as to healing our society. He says, if we get rid of government, it will take some time for society to heal and orient itself. Now, it won't take long, depending on established infrastructure. Business, for instance, likes to do what it takes to keep their customers alive because a living customer is, after all, a paying customer. And, besides, it looks good in the press. But entire generations have been raised on sophisticated propaganda that whispers, government is good, and government is necessary, and the opposite of government is evil chaos. Well, you read an article the other day about Somali anarchy, which highlights this nicely. After the dictator was ousted a decade ago, it took a few years for the warring factions to settle into a peaceful stalemate of anarchy. China today shows another perfect example of the cancerous harm that government can cause society. Because of government birth control programs, there's currently a shortage of women in China, to the tune of 20 million. They estimate that by the year 2020, there's going to be such a shortage that the damage will be catastrophic, and a lucrative trade of human smuggling of women will develop. Imagine if China switched from communism to a libertopia free market today. They would still be short those 20 million women. It will take a number of generations to correct the imbalance.
Right. Government creates problems. Those problems can go on for a long time.
The free market alternative to population control is wealth. Wealthy countries have negative population growth, and poor countries have positive population growth. Rich people don't have kids, or they'll have one as perhaps a hobby, which is the way that I see myself maybe having a kid in the future. Like right now, not interested at all. But I could see myself, if I got really bored, if my girlfriend and I were really bored with life down the line, then yeah, we might get ourselves a kid. Poor people have 10 kids, though, as necessity of working on the farm and bartering to other families for dowries and such. Get rid of big government in order to allow the market to create wealth. People get rich and forget about having kids. Population under control. Simple. The free market will be able to create all the food, homes, medicines, etc. that a large population would need. Consider Siberia, for instance. Prior to the Soviet Union, Siberia produced 40% of the world's grain. During the Soviet Union, 40 million people starved to death. The same thing in Soviet China with the Great Leap Forward. 60 million people starved to death. Same thing with the Khmer Rouge. 30 million. Same thing in Cuba. Same in North Korea. Same in Laos. Same thing in the Plymouth Plantation and Jamestown. Same thing in... Need I go on? The objection of the emailer was that the evil capitalists would move into an impoverished area and force the people to work at slave wages. But what the emailer failed to realize is that without governments and warlords and dictators constantly destroying the economy, those impoverished areas won't remain impoverished for very long. They'll go through the modernization just like America and Western Europe did in the 1800s. Doesn't Somalia have the best cell phone coverage in Africa? The answer is yes. And the reason that Somalia has the best cell phone coverage is because there's no government around to step in the way of the companies from putting up towers.
Right. It's just the landowners.
And developing. And without governments and borders and work visas, what's keeping those poor people in poor areas? This is the very objection people have about immigration from Mexico to America. The people of the European Union have the same problem with people from Eastern Europe moving to Western Europe and stealing their jobs. Well, here in the People's Republic of Oregon, these are the same constant objections to the free market that I get when people beating on the head of, when beating people on the head with a message of liberty. They demand strict government controls to keep the evil capitalists in line, and then they wonder why businesses in Oregon keep leaving and employment, or rather unemployment, keeps going up, which we're also seeing in California and those sorts of places. He says, why indeed? Anyway, keep up the good fight, sir, and rock on. From Daniel.
The more involvement government has in any issue, the more they're going to screw it up.
Exactly.
They don't seem to solve very many problems.
No, they don't. They create more problems than they solve. Any problem that they supposedly solve will only stay that way for a very short period of time until somebody else steps in.
I think that we need them for things like handling murder, violent crimes, stuff like that, but... I don't
but
see them causing
then,
a lot
they
of problems
have a tough
in that
time.
Area.
Even then, I mean,
I think they caused more murders with their laws on the drug war.
Well, as he mentioned, you're right about that. But as he mentioned, the Washington killers, the freeway killers that we saw a couple of years ago, they were raining terror over Washington D.C. and the Northern Virginia area, and there was nothing the police could do about it. The police were helpless. All they did was hold news conferences.
But the police have captured other, mass murderers.
Sure they have. And they captured these guys, but only because of a tip from somebody who happened to spot them sitting in their car. The break in that case came from an individual.
I think
a lot of
breaks come from individuals.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that... I mean, obviously, the police do police work by asking people questions and being available for people to, call in on. I don't think that negates their, saying that they're completely incompetent at doing their job.
I didn't say they were completely incompetent, just saying that they might not have ever caught those guys if it weren't for the individual who called in the case. Let's go to the phones and talk to Liam in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, you guys were talking earlier about how 9/11 has caused less people to travel to America on vacation.
Yeah, a full one.
And that reminded me of an experience I had because I visited America about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Homeland Security essentially helped smuggle me into the country, so to speak.
What? How'd that happen?
Well, when you travel into America as a tourist, they give you two forms you have to fill out where you have to answer questions like, were you involved with Nazi Germany during the Second World War?
What?
And that sort of thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And one of the things that you have to fill out on this form is the address of where you're going to be staying the first night of your vacation.
Okay.
And it just so happened that I wasn't really sure where I was going to be staying the first night. Because I had like three or four offers. Various friends of mine had offered to let me stay at their house, and I hadn't really decided yet. And so I said this to the Homeland Security guy, and I was kind of nervous. I was expecting him to take me into a room and question me and ask me a bunch of questions.
Sure.
Because I didn't know where I was going to be staying, and I wasn't able to fill out this form.
Why couldn't you just pick one? Why couldn't you just pick an address?
I bet that's what they did.
And that's what he did. The Homeland Security guy wrote a fake address onto my phone.
Liam
and,
wanted to tell the truth, and the guy understood that the bureaucracy would impede him from being able to from telling the truth.
Yeah.
It would red flag him, so therefore he's like, well, look, here's what you do.
You pick one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most expeditious way to do it, but Liam didn't feel like lying.
Well, it's nice that you got at least a semi-friendly Homeland Security agent there.
Yeah, I mean, I would have just lied, but I don't really know how addresses work in the United States, like what order you write the postcodes in and that sort of thing, so I wasn't really able to.
Yeah, it's really disturbing. We've heard stories from people that have had hassles by the Homeland Security people, essentially saying that, oh, well, not only do we need to know where you're going to, but we also need to know how long you're going to be staying there, where you're going to be going next. We need to have the phone numbers, the contact information of all the individuals there. It depends on how suspicious they get of you. If they get really suspicious of you, they'll ask you all sorts of prying, nosy questions.
Asked me a few questions when I was in the country the last time. And
did they really ask you if you were in the... Wait, you're like 20-something years old, right, Liam?
Yeah.
How? Why on earth would they ask you a question about if you were in Nazi Germany in the 1940s?
Oh, that's on a paper form that you have to fill out on the airplane.
Well, I believe they caught Demjanjuk, or not necessarily caught him, convicted Demjanjuk on charges like this back in the 90s. He was an 80-year-old man or something like that. They just want to make sure that they've got it handled. I mean, you could, after all, be a 100-year-old former Nazi officer.
Absurd. At age 20. Liam, anything else?
Oh,
he's
not 20.
Well, he's in
They give you a form. We have to answer yes or no. We have to tick a box, and they ask a bunch of questions like, have you been around livestock in the last 2 weeks? And were you involved in Nazi Germany? A bunch of questions like that.
Something like that.
Nuts. Absolutely nuts. Liam, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
You know, I hate to be the killjoy on this, but I do think that it's that transferring infectious diseases across country borders is a real problem. The Department of Agriculture has had some success in slowing down some of these things. It's bureaucratic, it's huge, it's terrible, but they've had some success. And what's the free market solution?
I don't know. The free market hasn't been allowed to come up with one.
Well, they certainly aren't, making it not happen.
Let it happen. Let's wait until there's an outbreak and see what happens.
Mediterranean fruit fly was a real problem in Florida on oranges.
More on the way tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And I don't know why I've been talking like Thurston Howell tonight. See
you. Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.